Good evening. Welcome to Coffee and Tea with Asen and Sandy. How are you, Miss Sandy?
I'm good. How are you doing, Asen?
Dealing. Just a word of warning. If Asen disappears, the show will stop. It's because we've had another tornado. Yeah. Hello, Melissa. How are you? I don't know. It's one thing after another. We had tornadoes less than 20 miles from one touch, actually touched down less than 20 miles from us a week ago. That was fun and interesting. So I was like, we don't have tornadoes. And it's like, yes, you do. You do. Welcome to freaking West Virginia where we get it all. But you got your first earthquake.
Well, yeah, it was kind of like, Bastion felt it. And Bryn felt it. But I didn't. Bash is my, you know, my grandson and Bryn, my daughter. They felt it.
Right.
I didn't feel it. You know, like I had to go to the doctor that day. To the dermatologist. And just as I was leaving to get into the Uber, I get a message on my phone, like a warning, don't leave the house, you know, because there may be aftershocks.
Right.
But here I am getting into an Uber.
Right.
And I went to the doctor, and the guy, the driver of the Uber, said, oh, did you feel the earth move? And I said, I did not feel the earth move.
Right. But, you know, no buildings fell, apparently.
Nothing happened.
You know.
No, it was just a rumble. It was a rumble.
Right.
And then I was disagreeing with the eclipse. I knew we weren't going to get all the eclipse over here.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the park to try. I thought it was going to get, like, at least dull. You know, like, I would notice that there was an eclipse.
Right.
And it didn't. And I didn't have the glasses to watch it properly. But I thought, well, everything will go dull, so I know it's happening.
Right.
That was also a counterproductive experience. Yeah. So,
for me, it wasn't a counterproductive experience because, the eclipse happened. It's just wasn't in my schedule.
The actual eclipse has an impact on everything that we do, but the actual of seeing everything go dark, that's what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
I wanted to see a bit of blackout. I didn't get to see that, and I didn't get to feel the rumble of the earthquake. You know, so I feel a bit, you know,
out. You've been dialed in, apparently.
Sorry.
They've been phoning it in for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I kind of missed all the excitement kind of feeling, you know. Yeah. Didn't have the glasses, and my daughter had glasses, and my grandson had glasses. And I was actually watching the whole thing. I didn't get to see that either, so I was kind of disappointed.
Understandable. You know, I would be disappointed too, but it was like, I had training, you know, and it's like, got to do the training thing, you know, the eclipse, I'll catch the next one.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like it better.
I may not be able to catch the next one, but you will definitely catch the next one.
Right. Oh, our coffee's here, bud.
I may not be alive when the next one comes around.
Oh, please. You know, we'll put you in the freezer and pull you out.
All right. You'll wheel me out.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
I'll be like 90. I might be around because William Shatner's like 92 years old, 93 years old. He's like running around like he's five. So you never know.
Exactly. You know.
Yeah. Never know.
When is the next full eclipse?
20 years.
Yeah, 44, so that'll be interesting. You'll be around. I'll be around. I'll be around at least. I know that much.
We're doing this still. I'll be like dullery older.
Oh, by that time, honey, I'll have my bonding body.
I'll be more dullery and more old than I am now.
You know, I was talking to with my doctor, and he's, you know, because I've began some medical stuff. And he's like, yeah, you know, after this, we're going to have to replace joints. And I'm like, okay, so we got about, 5 to 20 years? He's like, yeah. So, you know, we start talking about which joints would have to be replaced. And I said, I'm going to have a full bionic body by then.
Have you had joints replaced already, have you?
I have not. Not yet.
Nor have I.
Not that I'm opposed. I mean, I don't know if you remember the Million Dollar Man.
Yes, I do.
I'd be very happy to have that body.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, he was like Superman. Super I want to have strength. Powers. I want to have those super strength powers.
Yeah.
Superman, he had like naturally had them. Like he was born with that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I want. I also want to be able to be invisible at will.
See, I don't think I'd like invisible. I mean, because I always, you know, already have the ability to see, be invisible in other people's lives. It's like,
No, but I really like that to really freak people out and get right in there.
Yeah.
You know, with them and sit down with them and really understand.
Mm-hmm. Walk up and just slap them in the back of the head and walk on.
That would be so much fun.
I know. Especially the way some of these people act.
I know, very, very badly behaved people out there.
Mm-hmm. It gets interesting, you know.
Sorry.
It gets interesting in my viewpoint when we start looking at some of Hollywood and the superpower thing, and then you know start choosing. You know, we all of us sure don't want to be superheroes. And, you know, I look back and I'm like, yeah, I wanted to be Batman. But I didn't want to be the Batman that everyone knows. I want to be the Batman that was the original one that carried the gun.
I don't remember the original one, the gun.
Yeah.
I just remember Batman flying around and just, you know, like he's always, I don't remember a gun. I always remember his hands or whatever.
Right.
He was a karate, martial arts.
Mm-hmm. But no, the original Batman carried a gun. That's the Batman I always wanted to be. That's like, he drove that beautiful, beautiful car without a problem. It was just like a different world then.
I know. I watched most of the Batman movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched all of them. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a big thing for Batman at one point.
Very much.
And Superman. I always wanted Superman to come save me when I was a kid. Save me, you know.
I was never into I wasn't a heavy Superman boy. I was Batman all the way.
Yeah, my grandson's not into Superman either, but I was a big Superman.
Yeah.
I don't know, because Superman was always saving everybody, and I felt like I needed to be saved out of the school ground.
Mm-hmm.
Delivered somewhere where it was normal, to another dimension.
So that would have been nice, a nice dimension of quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere where everyone was kind of like sane. But I don't know what the definition of sane is, but like I certainly wasn't happy with the environment that I was in at that time.
Right.
Even though there are people that would consider it amazing environment, because it was in Australia and it was like 5 minutes from the beach and there were palm trees and
right.
There was beach and there was food and all this great stuff. But for some mm-hmm. reason, I was completely miserable in that environment. And
yeah. Melissa wanted to be part of the wonderful twin, the Wonder Twins. Huh. I don't remember.
Twins. I don't remember the Wonder Twins.
Mm-mm.
Melissa. Let me look up the Wonder Twins. I don't remember the Wonder Twins.
Yeah. I have to look that one up. But no, the original Batman with Eartha Katz as Catwoman. That was amazing. Like, I hadn't seen someone play Eartha
Katz. Oh, she's amazing. That movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was an amazing actress, that woman.
Mm-hmm. She was a major singer.
I found the one, the twins. A boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Interesting. I had never heard of the Wonder Twins, Melissa, until this moment.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm gonna watch that now, Melissa.
Yeah. Well, it's more fantasy to get into, you know, because we need that as an escape for our brains.
You do. Well, there's a new season of Star Trek Discovery just started, so I've been watching that with shapeshifters.
Yeah.
See, that's another good thing to be a shapeshifter. Like in Star Trek, there was a shapeshifter in Deep Space Nine.
Mm-hmm.
He could be anything.
Odo. Right.
And he's dead, that actor, now. And I actually got a big hug and kiss from him about a month before he died. Because it was one of the Star Trek conventions.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a picture with him.
All right.
And, that would be good fun to be. I think it could be someone's ashtray or glass of water or something. And
like I don't know. I don't think I'd like, you know, being someone's ashtray, but, you know.
No, you know what I mean? Like glass of water. Remember that full glass of water thing? No, but you know, like I don't know, a table or whatever, a side chair, I don't know, whatever that thing was, whatever Odo wanted, he always managed to disguise himself in such a way that you could never, you know, you never knew he was there.
Right.
So the Wonder Twins were shapeshifters. How cool is that? You want to watch it?
Yeah. So speaking of dead people. It was announced that O.J. Simpson finally passed away.
Yes, he passed away yesterday.
Yes.
From prostate cancer. Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he lost his battle with cancer, 76 years old.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if I'm liking the social media response to it, though.
Me either, I was about to say. I don't like that he bring up... what happened in the past, the trial, the this, or that. It's highly annoying, actually. He's dead. We give the guy a break, you know.
Well, here's the thing, though. I understand that neither trial was legit or good.
No.
It was the start of, however, of getting to watch live trial on television. Like, court TV was developed during the O.J. Simpson trial.
Right.
The true crime shows were developed during the O.J. Simpson trial. What I wonder, though, and I don't know, I kind of want your input on this.
Okay.
Is, do you think that the families now finally rest?
I think that they, I don't think they're, peace, I think there's just I was listening to a little bit on the news today and something, so, and I was kind of annoyed because they kept talking about his past trials and nothing good. Like, he was an amazing sports person. I wanted them to get away from the negativity a bit. Right. So because they kept focusing on the negativity, because I don't know if he's guilty or not, and I don't have an opinion either way. All right.
Right.
But one thing I will say, just on a side note in parentheses, that his wife's boyfriend had a fiance, and no one looked at her at that time,
right,
what was going on, because she was really angry and she had connections as well. So he may not have been guilty anyway, but no one actually looked at another suspect, and that was her.
There were a lot of suspects that they should have looked at.
Yeah. But that was kind of overlooked a lot from what I remember. Anyway, but nevertheless, the guy, I think the family needs to be left alone with this negativity all the time.
Right.
They're not at peace because of that. They're not at peace because they keep hearing it over and over again. And I think that's wrong.
Well, I think it's wrong. I also think it's wrong for the children.
Yes.
You know, she had children with him.
Yes.
And, you know, that being brought up all the time that their mother died or was murdered, I don't think is peaceful.
No, me either. I just think the whole thing should be left alone. Focus on the positive stuff that he did. He was a great sportsman.
Right. Or here's the other option there. Don't mention him at all. He's dead. You know, my grandmother always said, don't speak ill of the dead.
Exactly. And I just want him to rest in peace. I felt sorry for him at one point in time, especially with the Vegas situation. I felt very sorry for him. I think he got caught up in a situation that was out of his control a little bit. But, you know, I just want him to be left alone. Leave the guy alone already. Leave it alone.
Yeah. Let him be dead.
Yeah, leave him alone. Let him rest in peace. Let the family be in peace. Let his children live in peace. And that's it. That's it.
You know, well, it's like P. Diddy and the Sean Combs stuff going on right now.
I'm not sure what, I don't know what's going on there. Was she accused him of rape or something?
Human trafficking again.
You
know, and that's been a really big thing because a lot of P. Diddy's music is not going to be played now, ever again.
Yeah.
You know, not Snoop. There was another rapper that went to jail for the same offense.
Yeah, the other one, he had a big documentary made about him. I can't remember his name.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, and people get a little annoyed when it's like, you know, they're always angels. And it's like, no, they aren't.
They're not angels. They're very corrupt. Well, what about that Nike guy, the sports guy that was promoting Nike? We're using him as their spokesperson. Mm-hmm. And he was killing dogs. He had these dog fights going on. Can't remember his name either. And, you know, I don't respect that at all. I don't respect human trafficking, and I don't respect dog fighting, you know, like.
Exactly. Or cockfighting or anything like
that. Anything like that. Cruelty to animals or children or anything like that. We're against law, that kind of stuff.
Well,
It's
against the law now. It's also out of culture because, yes, that used to be a culturist thing. That's the reason we have bull mastiffs the size and all this stuff that we do. Because that was one of the breeds developed for dog fighting. But when we look at this, it's like, when will people learn to just, once they're convicted, they no longer exist?
Right. Talking about dogs, you get off the subject altogether, talking about dogs, dog fighting, and pit bulls and mastiffs and so on.
All right.
We've had them around here because where I live in the Bronx in New York City. Right. And where I live, a lot of people have pit bulls.
Right.
A lot of people have them, right. And I have an affinity with animals. I don't know what it is. Right. I don't know why it is, but when I see a pit bull and a pit bull sees me, we kind of jump all over each other and we're all happy and it's never a problem. Right. I don't know what it is. I don't know why I have that, but I have that with animals. So I'm not, I mean, I had a German Shepherd that, you know, completely understood everything I said to her and my cat. And I just have a very big affinity with animals, with dogs especially, right? Mm-hmm. And so all the people who live in the building said I get along with very well. I never had a problem with them and my dog never had a problem with them and everything's good, right?
Right.
So the other morning, I wake up to someone screaming at the top of their voice, please help me, oh my God, help me.
Right.
My grandson's looking out the window and I grab my robe and I run into his room because his room faces the street.
Right.
And there's a woman, there's a guy that walks two pit bulls and this woman walks her pit bull and her pit bull got into a fight with his pit bulls. Mm-hmm. She intervened and they started attacking her. And it was a big bloodbath and there was screaming and people were, you wouldn't believe, like out of a movie. All the neighbors came out with their dogs, right? And they're all just standing around watching. And then other neighbors came running in to rescue the woman and the dogs from each other. It was
horrible.
And the screaming that was going on was horrible. She was able to walk and everything, but she must have had a head injury because she had blood pouring down her face, and the ambulance came and took her away. And I don't know what happened to the guy's dogs. He had two of them, but my grandson, Sebastian, has seen him with his dogs around. So is my daughter, and they're very upset because they seem too skinny. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look after them properly, and I think that could be a factor.
Oh, that's a major factor. I mean, you have to feed your animals. You have to take good care of your animals. And especially when they're working breeds like, you know, bulldogs, they have a lot of attention that needs to happen.
Yes.
Hello, Shannon, welcome in.
Hey, Shannon.
But with that, you know, there's all these other things going on around us, you know, and it's like, you know, let's stop talking, you know, let's stop, you know, bringing these people back to life. Now, did you hear about the estate tycoon being sentenced to death in Vietnam?
I did not hear about that.
Okay. There was a female, important here, female real estate tycoon sentenced to death in Vietnam.
Wow, why?
Fraud.
Oh, God, for fraud?
For fraud.
I don't know. You don't want to commit fraud in, where is it, Thailand? Where is it?
Thailand. Vietnam.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to go to Vietnam anytime soon.
She broke the law with a bunch of shell companies to own a bank that gave her access to money to buy all this stuff and to do a lot of illegal stuff.
Wow.
Because you're not supposed to own more than 5%. She owned 98% of a bank.
Whoa. That's no good.
Right. And she basically used the bank as a cash flow, as her cash cow. Loans resulted in $27 billion of loss to the bank. That includes to the depositors because they don't have FDIC. So she was arrested in October, and most of the went through this trial and was convicted and was sentenced to death.
I think sentenced to death is a big stream for that.
It fits their laws over there, though.
And I know, but I don't think someone should die. Could be because of that. But I think they should live in poverty for the rest of their lives, yes, but not die because of it, no.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if she actually does get put to death. But comparatively, you know, after, you know, looking at this from the U.S. eyes.
Right.
Okay, how much bank fraud has gone on?
And, yes.
You know, with certain people.
Yes.
And it's like, that's a lot. You know.
Well, I think that, look, you know, there have been some people have gone to prison, you know, big hedge funds and ripped off people for billions of dollars and stuff.
Right.
And they've gone to prison, which is, you know, so they should. And that's it, you know. Right. And, but in the same token, I think a death sentence is a bit too extreme for a money crime.
Right. Well, I can understand the thinking behind it because they're very much centralized thinking.
That's why I don't want to go to Vietnam, because if you get caught with anything like a joint or something, you're finished. So that's why I'm afraid. Even though in Australia, we have a lot of Asians that live there from Malaysia and Vietnam, actually.
Right.
And there's a very big population, and we all got along very well. But I was always nervous about going to Asia, any Asian country, because I was always afraid of someone planting something on me or, you know, and in court, because their laws are so extreme.
Well, they're extreme, especially, and I can understand this fraud one, because the way it's seen, because again, they're a socialized country.
Mm.
So her taking this money could have killed people.
Right. If people get hurt, that's like, killed, yes.
Right. You know, and maybe it wasn't with a knife or a fork, but it was the action. and the action of, you know, all the, you know, we, you know, oh, we just lost our life savings. In America, it's not a big deal. There, it's, you know, they have a tradition of suicide.
Yes, they do. But when, so, they had, when we had the big depression here in the 30s, whatever it was, like 20s, I can't remember.
20s.
20s.
Yeah.
A lot of people just committed suicide, but they lost everything. So, you know.
All right.
I mean, that, look, here's two ways of looking at that, and you're making a meme when I say this. Look, you save up your money, right, and someone comes along and says, you want to invest your money. Well, for a start, right, I would not invest everything I have into something, no matter what, even if it was the most legit thing in the world. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't invest all my money in it, because why would I do something stupid like that?
Sure. Right?
Because you can't do, it's a dumb thing to do, right?
Right.
So maybe you want to invest maybe a couple of thousand, but not everything you have.
Right.
Okay, so it's the same with when people get scammed on the internet. Like, I'm 70 years old, all right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think everyone should be like me the way I am at 70, but I know that on my computer, for example, there was a phase that was going on at one point in time where all of a sudden a pop-up wouldn't pop up, so we come up, because I don't come up anymore, right?
Right.
Then there was a pop-up. And someone was like, my computer's damaged in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I would automatically do escape, delete, whatever.
Right.
Go away, restart my computer, everything's fine.
Right. But
there are people that will call the number,
mm-hmm,
and get ripped off thousands of dollars.
Right? Thousands of dollars. But no. Okay.
Yeah, no. But I'm just making a point of
what
something.
What bank do you use?
Yeah. I'm with TD Bank. But the point is though,
mm-hmm,
be smart enough, be savvy enough not to do that. Like, mm-hmm, for example, my daughter's a cop, right?
Right.
And she got a phone call. This is a really funny case, right? And she goes to this woman's house, and she's about my age, this woman. This woman goes, I'm getting these horrible emails saying that they're going to email my naked body and pornography pictures of my naked body to people. And my daughter said, well, have you ever taken a picture of yourself naked and put it on the internet? She said, no, I haven't. So what are you worried about then?
Right. Let them.
What are they going to do? What's going to happen to you if, you know, nothing? You've never done that. Don't give them any money.
Right.
Or a woman meets some guy on Facebook or something.
Oh, yeah.
And he's in Nigeria or some. And he didn't tell him to get for money. She was giving you money, handing it over, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
But, you know, and all their inheritance, all their children's and grandchildren's inheritance, everything gone.
Mm-hmm.
No one. Some guy in Nigeria.
Right.
That you'll never meet. So it goes on all the time.
Well, it does. But
it's sad. There has to be some responsibility put on the people that mm-hmm do dumb things as well.
Right.
It's bad that the people manipulate people, and it's also bad that people don't have the knowledge they should have.
Like, right.
But you know, what she done
is, you know, let's say it was Diamond, and, you know, he done this at Chase Manhattan, Morgan Chase or Chase now. And, you know, you woke up one morning and every penny you had was gone.
It's gone. Yeah, because someone would have broken it to me and taken my money.
She basically done that.
But she bought the bank, didn't she?
She bought the bank and then
went
into the bank, went in as the bank, and it and pushed the bank to give bad loans to her that she couldn't support. So the bank failed.
And she bought it?
No.
Oh.
Before that, she bought it and then failed the bank.
Oh, I see. And took everyone's money.
Yeah, took everyone's money.
Yeah.
Every penny.
She's a bitch.
Agreed.
And she deserves to go to prison, and she deserves to live a life of misery.
Right.
That's it. And if in Vietnam, you know, that is the law. That is the law. You know, I mean, the death sentence, I think, should be held for people more like pedophiles, murderers, you know, that kind of thing. That's my opinion. Well, when it comes to money, I mean, but that's in you're right, the different cultural aspect, and we've got to look at that. But what, if that is okay, then what do they do to people? Like, for example, there was an Asian crime. I don't know what country it was in Asia.
Okay.
Where this, I'm going right off the subject now into Asian crimes. So I'm sorry about that. I'm moving right to another subject. And, or a different aspect of crime. Mm-hmm. Where this little girl walking home from school, minding her own business, and she was severely raped. Severely. She was completely deboweled. She was severely, horribly raped. And the guy that raped her got a really soft sentence. Like, you know, he got like 9 years or something, and he was let out of prison. Years later, this guy is stalking this elderly man, right? And no one knows why he's stalking this elderly man. Right. So this little girl never got justice for the crime that was done to her, really, in reality. Right.
Right.
And so this guy breaks into this elderly man's house and kills him.
Yeah.
Right. And this elderly man that he kills is the guy that raped that little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were so support, they were so, people were so horrified about what happened to this little girl years earlier.
Right.
Everyone supported the fact that this guy killed that man.
Right.
He got off. He got off.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm thinking that, you know, different Asian countries obviously have different laws. Why, you know, like, why one Asian country, there's a guy like only 9 years for killing a child. And on the other hand, another country, Asian country, a woman puts to death because she ripped off hundreds of thousands of dollars from people and destroyed their lives. You know, so to me, there's an imbalance, a bit of an imbalance. It should be the other way around. He should have got the death penalty, and she should have gone to prison for 10 years and lived a life of poverty after that. Right. That's how I see. She should suffer for the rest of her life.
Right.
You know, and he should be put to death. Well, that's how I balance it. And they're both Asian countries, but it's funny how their laws are so extremely different.
What I find interesting with a lot of the Asian countries is they have a revere of finance. Like, they have it's illegal in one of them to even step on money. You know, like, you drop money and it falls out of your hand and you stomp it to stop it from blowing away. You get a ticket.
Yeah, they're very, very fussy about money.
Yes, they have a very large respect for it.
You know that, you actually don't let a hand people money in some Asian countries. You have to actually put it on the counter.
Yeah.
And people will take offense to that. I remember in Australia, but that's the culture. That would not that you would have to pick it up off the counter. They wouldn't. You would have to put it on the counter, and then they would pick it up. And
you know, if I have to hand my credit card over to somebody, I do that. I lay it on the counter and let them pick it up.
I don't know. I just hand it over. Why do you do that?
Because it'll get dropped so often. Like, as I'm trying to hand it to them, they're trying to take it. It's just easier. And then you have to figure out where the hell it fell to in the back of their beret of crap. It's just easier to lay the card on the counter and let them pick the card up.
That's fair. When I used to work in retail back in the day, my retail summer jobs and stuff, I was taught that if someone handed me a bill, like a large bill, I would put it on the register. Like, I wouldn't put it in until I handed them the change, just in case they said, "Oh, I gave you a $100 bill and you're only giving me, here's the bill you handed me."
Right.
It's right there. You can see it, you know,
yeah,
cameras. But yeah, it's funny how people deal with money. But I just think that it's odd. It's just funny. Could you tell me the story? She's being put to death. And I hear the story of that little girl. There was even a movie about that little girl.
Right.
That guy got off so lightly, you know, for what he did to her. And I was so relieved that the guy that killed him in the end got off. Right.
Mm-hmm.
that's a true. You look it up. It's a true. It's a horrifying story. Horrifying. Right. But yeah, it's just funny how laws differ in different countries for different things. You know. So it's just interesting how people react to different things in different ways, and depends who the judge is, depends who the person. I don't know. It's very complex.
Right.
Stuff, you know.
Now, did you see the Japanese MP school, the Congress, the American Congress, about their self-doubt about helping the world?
I did not. I just knew the Japanese
classively dressed them down about their bullcrap of not getting things done, not helping equally in the world, when, you know, the U.S. set themselves up to be the help of the world.
Yes.
You know.
Well, it's kind of getting scary out there in the world right now, with all these wars going on. It's kind of starting to make me feel a bit uncomfortable.
It's understandable, but at the same time, it's like, we started this, so we need to start, like, behaving like, oh, yeah, this is ours. Yeah, you know, like, yeah, we, you know, need to sort this out, and, you know, we became the peacemakers of the world, so, yeah, we kind of have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, and get over it.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you 100%. We, you know, America set themselves up to be the world leader.
Right.
So we need peace. I want world peace. I want peace in the world. I want everyone to get along. And I don't want anyone to hate anyone. I'm very anti-hating everything. I'm very non-judgmental. I really don't care what anyone
does. See, I'm not.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm very judgmental of these people. Yeah. Especially, I know what you mean.
Oh, in that level, I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying, generally speaking, what I ideally would want for the world is the peace, you know, like no one being on each other's case, right? But you're right. You've got to be judgmental of certain as things that are going on. I agree with you 100%. But
you know,
I don't want that. And Senate
has been the most useless. Like, we need to request them to return at least half their paycheck. Because if they were my housekeeper, I would not pay them for the work they've done this year.
Well, it feels like nothing's going on with Congress or the government or anything. It feels like everything's kind of chaotic. I don't know. Things feel very chaotic to me.
Well, so
I avoid looking at it because I can't listen to it. You know?
Well, it comes to my email box, so I don't get a choice not to look at it. But, you know, this has been the lowest performing session to date. I think they've got like 13 bills passed. And it's like, can we stop the pissing contest? Get back to doing what you're being paid to do for the American people. Do your job. You know, if we had the performance record of the American Congress, we would not be on network.
No, we'd be fired.
Instantly.
There's a lot of bad stuff going on in New York right now. It's kind of getting nerve-wracking living around here as well.
Okay.
We live a reasonably peaceful area. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm the only white person in the area.
You know,
I walk outside, I'm like a neon sign when I walk outside, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
I've lived around this area for 20 years, and I'm out of the wood, and I'm part of this. I'm very entrenched where I live, and everyone knows me, and I know everyone. And it's good. I find it safe, actually, because everyone knows my grandson, all the delis and all the little stores, know my grandson, my daughter. It's like family. Like the whole neighborhood's like one big family. And but there are people coming into our neighborhood that aren't part of the family that are causing upset and a lot more shootings going on. You know, a lot of fighting, a lot of stealing, secrecy, a lot of stuff going on. That went on, but not as frequently it does now. And it's kind of getting scary, you know.
It can be very scary, but, you know, that's old neighborhoods. Like, you know, here, you know, I have an auto mechanic person I deal with. I have a grocery store person. Like, they know me by name. I know them by name. We've had dealings with each other for 20, 30 years.
Same here. Yeah.
You know, and, you know, when I was in Columbus, it was the same thing. Like, I've lived in some of the bigger cities. I haven't lived in New York. I've visited. But, you know, that there's this, you go in and you deal with people often enough. They get to know you. You get to know them. And it builds camaraderie.
It does.
I've never had or gotten understood this view of, well, you don't know who your neighbors are. It's like, yeah, dude, that one does that and that one.
Yeah, like, we all know each other in this building. There's no way we.
Exactly.
Yeah. We all, that's what I'm saying, this neighborhood, that's why when that woman was bit, the dogs happened the other morning, the whole neighborhood was out, like.
Yeah, like, you know, what the hell's going on, you know?
Yeah, it's never happened before. I've never heard the dogs fighting before or anything like that ever happening. It's right. The first time ever I've ever heard that. Like, yeah, so that's what that caused the safety because everyone knows my grandson and my daughter and everything, something right. Was going on, they got his back. And that's all the stores, all the way up a few blocks, you know, like.
Exactly. But that's because you've dealt with them and you've been in that neighborhood for 20 some years.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in this town for over 30, minus the 10 years I was in Columbus. Mm-hmm. And it's all the same. Yeah. And everyone wants to paint New York as this big, scary place. And I'm like, no, it isn't. It's just a big, small town.
It is a big small. It is scary though lately. I have to tell you, it has become pretty scary lately. For me to be nervous to go out in New York, and I used to walk around the South Bronx late at night when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
right? And I was not at all nervous, but now I've become nervous. It's getting right. scary because I'm not easily scared. And so it is getting a bit nerve wracking out there now because you have these people coming around and just doing these out of the blue attacks.
Right.
And they're aiming at women, and they're aiming at white women, and they're aiming at elderly white women. Mm-hmm. And what am I?
Right. You know, and that's
yeah, an elderly white woman. So, I mean, I go out, I mean, I know the people around me know me and whatever, but even mm-hmm. my grandson, who's not white, but he's mixed, right? Well, he's got to a point now where he's even saying to me, I'm not going to let you go anywhere alone.
All right.
See, like we went somewhere the other day and I wanted to go home and do something and go out again. He goes, I'm walking with you. I'm not letting you go home alone. He was going to go something, do something else.
Right.
Because it has got to that stage now where it's kind of getting a bit nerve-wracked, kind of scary, really scary.
Right. And that'll happen. Like you go through this phase, you know, like the 80s where it was in New York.
Yeah. The 70s in New York were really bad.
Yeah. They were until the neighborhood started going, we ain't putting up with this.
Well, they stayed, some of the neighborhoods stayed bad, but they had like bad streets. It's hard to explain. Like,
all right. Now,
you have a good block and you have a bad block, and you have a green block and you have that. And I like where we live, and I feel very comfortable where we live. But it has gotten to a stage in the last couple of years where it's getting a bit kind of dodgy. It's not the same. It's not the same.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and it will adapt to something different.
It will. I mean, we're stuck here anyway because Bryn couldn't get a job in Florida, which is outrageous.
I hate
Floridians now because of what happened to my, you know.
Well, you have to look at this in a different light.
Yeah.
Florida's not in a good place right now. I mean, at least once a week or once a month, we're talking about something going on down there.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's like major stuff. You know, so with that, you're going to have to possibly see that it's just a blessing. You know, when you were telling me you were moving to Florida, I'm like, you sure on that?
Well, we're not moving there now. It's over.
Right.
Yeah, we're staying here.
Maybe move out to Oklahoma where she can be a sheriff.
Yeah, I want to go to Oklahoma, but she doesn't want to go to Oklahoma. And Texas is looking for cops now as well, but doesn't want to go to Texas.
I'm not no. really,
fun to take to see that.
I like the governor down there. I mean, they're having power failures left, right, and center.
Yeah, and I made a joke with her, and I said, let's move to West Virginia. We can buy a house $5 and live there until we die.
Well, yeah. Well, comparatively, you could probably get a house here comfortable. What you need, four bedroom count in your office. Oh, yeah. Easy, 42,000, 43,000
move on. Yeah, you pay cash for it and just own it and just retire.
Exactly. Or she can come down here and be, like, they're hiring police officers all over the place down here.
She can be a cop there and own a house and have the backyard that we want and everything. And
right.
We can drive to Virginia Beach. It's like a 2-hour drive, 3-hour drive to Virginia Beach.
It's about 6 from where I live.
Oh, 6-hour drive. Okay.
Yeah. It ain't no big deal, though.
Right. You got lakes, any great lakes or rivers or anything?
We got plenty of rivers, plenty of lakes. You can, you know, you can come hang out at Somerville Lake and you think you're at the river. Like, there come on down. But it is a, and we've gotten a lot of New Yorkers come down and they're like,
oh, I'm sure.
Never owned this, but at the same time, it's a different pace. It takes them about a year to adjust to the pace of, like, no, on Wednesdays, the whole town shuts down. Like, nobody does business on Wednesdays.
Trust me. After we've been through here in New York, that would be like a blessing. And not only that, you can relax, you know, at night. And, like, for example, when I go to Oklahoma, I can't smoke in the house, right? Because it's their house. They don't smoke. Right. I smoke outside, right? I spend a lot of time outside smoking because the whole table set up and everything. Right. She sits out with me, and I go when it's warm weather and everything. And I go inside, and the first time I went there and I stayed there, and I got into bed. And I thought, how am I going to sleep without a cigarette before I go to sleep? Because I have a cigarette in bed. And I thought, I'm not going to be able to sleep. Before I even could finish that sentence in my head, I was out.
Yeah.
Out. I didn't even know when I fell asleep. And I woke up all bright and fresh in the morning, and every night it was like that.
Right.
And then I went back again. It was the same thing. It was so quiet. It was so peaceful and relaxed and, and everyone was in a good mood. And then we went to some drive-through takeout place, and the guy that was serving was in a really happy mood and made some cute joke about something, and it was fun. And, you know, everyone in New York is so jaded and pissed off and angry and, no one, you smile at someone here, like, they think you're crazy, you know.
Well, you know, those are things you hear, you have to adjust to. It's like, no, everyone, you know, you go into a restaurant, it's going to be like, hi, how are you? Where are you from?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it was like in Oklahoma.
And, you know, once they get to know you and your grandson, every time they see your grandson, so how's your grandma? What's your mom up to?
Yeah.
She's going to run for sheriff this year.
I love that. You know, I loved it that when I was in Oklahoma, they went to this parade thing, you know, doing, it was meant to be for the Longhorn Bulls or whatever, cattle.
Right.
But they couldn't bring the cattle out because they'd raised severely and the cattle were like not up to this cattle run or whatever they're supposed to do. But everything else came out, little cowboys came out and all the horses and whatnot. And there was a sheriff standing there, a cop standing there, and I went up to him. He's all happy to see me and relaxed. And I got to FaceTime with my daughter. She was in uniform and he was in there chatting to each other and very, very relaxed. I love that. See, that's what I need. I love that. Hey, how you doing? How's your mom? How's this?
Yeah.
I live for that kind of interaction. That to me is just, it's like taking Valium all day. Because all day long, you're with people that are really
going to do that. Yeah. You know, there's a restaurant I go to. I love mom and pop restaurants. Like, that's my thing. They're very rare here in West Virginia anymore. But anyway, the waitress knows what I'm going to drink. Gets it all ready for me.
Yeah.
You know, and we sit and talk for a good 20 minutes. Like, you know, a restaurant is supposed to be 45 minutes in and out. I'll guarantee I'm there an hour and a half at least. And I'm at least getting 2 or 3 hugs before I leave.
Yeah, and for people like you and me that have got our abilities now, I guess we need that peaceful intake. We need that kind of peaceful energy, you know.
Right.
Because I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of at peace here in New York. I feel relaxed and uncomfortable, but there's always that tension. There's always that I'm alert I'm on an alert, like a watchdog almost. And like I hear a noise. When I'm in another state, like Oklahoma or whatever, I'm just relaxed. I'm not alert. I'm not that kind of like on that watchdog.
You don't have that thump going on. And I call it the city thump because it really feels like thump, thump, thump. Like what's next? Where is it? What is it going on?
Everyone's so angry here. Over one thing or another, and it's got to a point where it's ridiculous. Whatever are you?
Exactly.
Live your life. You know, like just enjoy it. There's going to be something positive going on in your life where you can enjoy it, you know.
Right.
Like that's also been really, really nice. When I was seeing that park, the eclipse, one of my neighbors got a new pit bull, and we don't like him very much. He doesn't like us very much. We still live in peace, though. We all live peacefully together. We agree to dislike each other, and that's it, right?
Right.
And he's walking his new dog. The dog is beautiful. It's pure. It's like deep black. It's like pure black. This dog. And the dog, he tripped over the dog's leash a little bit. And the dog sat and looked up at him. He looked down at the dog. And then suddenly he started hugging and kissing the dog and everything. And I just like in this little embrace. And it just warmed my heart. You know, it's so good to see some warmth and some happiness. And
right.
A warm, happy moment with everyone being so pissed off all the time. Like everyone's like, you know.
Right. You know.
Yeah.
So it gets interesting. People get interesting, or at least from my standpoint, they're interesting. A lot of people go, yeah, that's just life. But no, when you've lived in a spot that you don't know the neighbor next door, like when I lived in Columbus, I didn't know my neighbors. The one I did know, I didn't want to know her because she was my mother-in-law. You know, goddess rest her soul, hopefully over a pile of rocks, but it's just how it is. And here, you know, things are slower. You know that, like, nobody does business on Wednesdays. You can just forget going to certain restaurants in November. The day after Bridge Day, they close. And once the river rats leave, it's a pretty good little town.
Well, I said that to Bruce. We have to buy a house here and pay cash for it and just own it outright in a heartbeat. Yeah. Renovate it in a heartbeat. It'll be cheap to renovate it as long as new appliances and stuff.
Right.
And live comfortably, and you can go be a cop or whatever, and I can do what I do. And
right. But you know, here's the trade-off.
Yeah.
She's probably not going to make as much.
No, but the thing is, she'll have what she wants, owning a property.
Well, right, but the other side of that, and this is the side that people don't understand, is she's not going to have to make as much.
No, exactly. Now we figured that out when we were thinking of moving to Florida, because she was going to take a very steep pay cut moving to Florida, and we figured all of that out then. So we figured out the cost of living is way cheaper, like cigarettes. I mean, I have my little bootleg guy with cigarettes, right? But he charges me $10 a packet. Right. Cigarettes, full price, almost $20 a packet. So I'm still getting them way cheaper than what I would have to pay.
Yeah. Right. Well, and you know, that's a good example. Cigarettes.
Yeah. So, yeah. But in others, like for example, in Oklahoma, they're about $9 a packet, but that's the full price. See, in New York, the full price is $20. So it's still better. And in Florida, they're like $7 a packet. And where you are, like, how much are they? $6 a packet?
I smoke Marlboro Blacks, and they're $6 a packet.
There you go. So it's already at a bit, like, I'm going to be earning the same amount of money, right? So for me, it's going to be way easier.
Right.
But, you know, but it would be for my daughter. She doesn't smoke. My grandson doesn't smoke. So for them, it would be a whole different ballgame. But then now my grandson's going to college. He's going to go to college in Long Island. And he was only got another. He got too many offers. He got offered a place for every college that he applied for.
Congratulations!
Yeah, so he got inundated, and then it was too. Then he was like, "There's too many choices." But now he's finally settled on one.
Good.
And it's in Long Island, and he's then getting a car.
Right.
He turned 18 recently. And we had a big party for him, a big birthday. You know, with him. And They don't get a car, a little secondhand, a little bomb of some sort. Right. And he's going to be traveling to college every day. He's going to be doing, he wanted to do cybersecurity. He's changed that to auto engineering.
Okay.
So
well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah. So then, but then he's deciding maybe he'll do both, maybe a double major.
Right.
And then he's thinking about aerodynamics as well. So it's all like, and that college is going to offer all of that. So,
right. You know, so that'll be good for him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a different way. It's a different way of viewing things. And a lot of people get really confused. But I'm like, the reason I live in West Virginia is because I can do almost anything I want. I will, if I want to be anywhere, I can be there in less than, you know, 8 hours. I think the longest is if I want to go to LA, that is 9 hours total, and that's because it's a plane. But the financing here is so much cheaper. You know, granted, real estate's went up. You know, I bought my house 20 years ago. I paid $17,000 for it. And it's, you know, paid for. And people are just like, what do you mean you only paid $17,000 for a house? I'm like, yeah, there's a house right that is like three cities over. If I got $20,000, I'd buy it. And it's a perfectly good four-bedroom, two-bath house that just needs someone to live there.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned it to her. I mean, you know, I said, you know, we can both go buy a house over there and retire.
Right.
I had to work anyway, just retire.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're not too far away from Bastion now. We're kind of like,
right.
You know, she doesn't want to move. She wants a beach environment. My daughter, right. She loves the water. And and so, I mean, Florida's okay to visit, but I wouldn't live there now.
Right.
I'm kind of pissed off with Floridians.
Right.
I had a friend that moved there to St. Petersburg, and he went insane. Mm-hmm. It's insane. I just stopped talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he lived in New York all his life. He lived in Queens.
Right.
He was a retired judge.
Mm-hmm.
Gay. He's gay. Being, you know.
Right.
And so he went to go live in. For some, he retired and went to go live in St. Petersburg, and he did just completely degenerate into someone I couldn't even talk to anymore.
Right.
I can't. He just completely went insane. I can't understand. He completely lost it. I had to block him in the end. I couldn't talk to him anymore.
Exactly. And that happens. Yeah. People lose it.
Yeah.
Yep. And yeah, the cops here make more than less. They make, you know, half that. Yeah. And there's a big news story about, you know, fast food workers getting $20 an hour.
Oh, God.
California, okay? And then I look around here at what they're making. Okay, we do not have the prices of California. Milk is not $5 a gallon unless you're buying specialty milk.
Right.
Okay. Literally over at Sheetz, which is a gas station, if you don't know what that is.
It's
a gas
station.
Look and for a restaurant.
My places. I know Sheetz very well. Go for my secret place in the travel. Yeah.
Right. So it's a petrol station. It's also a little restaurant. They're paying $18 an hour to work there.
Wow. It's pretty good.
With benefits.
That's great.
I was at a restaurant earlier today and I saw a sign offering $14 an hour. So is this stretch of California going, no, if you're going to have employees, you have to pay them $20 an hour for your fast food restaurant? I don't think so.
Well, from what I understand, if they pay them $20 an hour, then they've got to have less people working.
See, I don't get that. And here's why. Or the prices are going to raise. And if you haven't noticed, the prices have already raised. Like, you can tell these politicians that don't eat at these restaurants, you know, it's like the prices have been raising.
I mean, McDonald's costs a fortune.
Exactly. But it's not being passed down to the employees.
No. Oh, well, the employees do get paid pretty well. They get $20 an hour and stuff.
Right. But
like, they get paid well here.
They get paid
The thing is, though, let me say something. I don't know about California. So I've only been there for a visit in time in my life. And I probably won't be going back. So I went to San Francisco. It's a whole story anyway.
Right.
The cost of living in New York City to pay rent here has become outrageous. It's become out of control. Right. It's outrageous. I'm sorry, but it's become stupid. So no one can afford to live alone in New York anymore.
Right.
Like, the three of us living together is the norm in New York. You have to live with relatives in New York.
Right.
A regular two-bedroom apartment in a crappy area in New York is over $3,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Crappy.
Right. And I'm three-story walk-up with a cold water tap.
I call walk-ups death traps because I'm telling you right now they are death traps because by the time you get out of it, that will walk up, you're right. Finished, something's going on. We have an elevator in our buildings, you know, but our building, for example, we've got bad management here, bad landlords here too, like our building. We rented this apartment because the building had a laundry.
Mm-hmm.
They took out the laundry and haven't replaced it.
Right.
They've got to run a new manager now. So the security door, right, this is how ridiculous things are getting. That we have no way. They use a special code, security door, that someone has to put a code in, your phone rings, let someone in, right? So new management has to fix that so no one can get in, right? So this building, the facade of this building's got the main entrance.
How are they getting away with that?
I don't know. And they've got these two windows. Listen to this craziness. Two windows on the side of the main entrance, right? Mm-hmm. All you have to do is open the window and climb in to the building.
See, I don't get that, okay?
I wrote this email.
Really tough rental laws there.
Yeah, and so anyone can climb through the window, and the window is right by my living room window here. You can watch them climb through the window. See how stupid it is. And I emailed them and said, you've got to put bars on these windows because some serial killers are going climbing one night and could create havoc, right? But no, they completely ignore our emails. We have no laundry. You have to walk to a laundromat, you know, a couple of blocks away.
Right.
It's crazy. And it's New York.
See,
the landlords can get away with all sorts of crap here in New York.
See, that's what I don't get is because you guys have a renting council, like a court that's specifically set up for rent.
It doesn't give a shit about the tenants.
Okay.
They put the rents up like so. The rent is so extremely high, and you can't even buy. Mm-hmm. Forget buying something.
Right.
You can buy an outhouse bathroom. If you want to buy one of those, you're going to have to spend like $500,000 on it. You buy some dilapidated shack in the middle of nowhere, way upstate somewhere, for a few $100,000. What are you going to do? Why are you going to do that? You know.
Right. But this is why people are leaving New York.
People are leaving New York in the droves.
Yeah. Because especially if they get remote work, you know, as long as you get to a metropolis area here, you know, remote work's nothing.
It's gotten very crazy here and very, very bad.
Right.
I don't know what's going on. I don't understand why. I don't understand what the politics are. I don't get it. I just know that it's bad. It's just gone from bad to bad. Too bad.
That happens. Things go in cycles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I first came to New York City over 20 years ago, cigarettes were $2.80 a packet.
Mm-hmm.
And overnight, they went from $2.80 a packet. I remember this. Overnight, it happened because some new tax was put on them. From $2.80 to $7 a packet.
Right. Well,
20 years ago, that was a lot of money.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I don't know. I have a dichotomy, and then a lot of people do not like my opinion on this. Okay. So they added about 5 years ago, like $2 to our cigarettes to pay for the CHIP program for the children. This is the state insurance for children.
Right. That's crazy.
And then they bitch at us for smoking. And it's like, which do you want, your tax money to pay for your programs, or you want us to quit smoking?
Which one is it? Yeah,
which one is it?
Well, smoking, I legalized marijuana here.
Uh-huh.
You can't have a cigarette anywhere, but you can smoke joints anywhere you want. It's another thing that drives me insane, right? So passive smoking, remember the big deal about passive smoking?
Mm-hmm.
But you can smoke dope outside in the walkway all the time. We're all getting stoned here every night. You know, we're always hungry here, the munchies late at night.
All right.
Kids can be at a bus stop and someone's standing there smoking a joint. And the kids say it handling it. But you can't light a cigarette, light a regular cigarette. Oh, yeah. But you can have a joint whatever you want.
That's
weird. I don't understand the dynamics of the mentality of that.
Right.
At all. I don't get it at all.
I don't get that or understand that either. All right, guys. Well, it's been a little bit crazy. It's always a little crazy.
Yes, I know. But I'm a little bit crazy. I like it.
So we'll talk with you guys later. Bye.
Take care. See you later, guys. Everybody. Hey.